Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola and I'm going to be sharing with you today about how to have the conversation where you express your feelings, how to start to open up and how to have great conversations with your partner, especially if one of you is prone to shutting down, shutting your feelings off and not expressing your feelings. And the way this came about is because I have lots of men and women say to me that their husband or wife has told them that they're not expressing themselves, that they're not being emotionally available, that they're not being emotionally open, and they really want to change this. And I also have individuals come to me saying, I am too scared to share my feelings. I don't know how to share my feelings. Can I practice with you sharing my feelings? And so these episodes are to help people that would really love to express themselves in a really positive way in the relationship. So it could be someone that is expressing themselves really aggressively right now in the relationship, angry outbursts, or it could be someone that is not expressing themselves at all that will find this audio useful. And I really hope that you do, and do leave a rating or a review if you would like to, because that really helps me. It helps the show stay more visible. Some of you have asked if you can make a donation to the show, and yes, you can. You can go to my website, nicolabeer.com, and there's a page for donate. You can donate as little as $3 a month to keep this and some of the other free offers that I give away going. So let's get into part two. So this is really about how to have that conversation. So in part one, we looked at saying the words, I feel. We looked at saying, you make me feel, and avoiding saying, you make me feel. Avoiding saying, I feel that. Avoiding talking about perceptions and judgments, to instead say, I feel, and really tune in to what you're feeling. So in this part, it's about how to have the conversation. So the first part is starting the conversations calmly. Anger is a natural and normal, healthy emotion. However, if you're feeling annoyed to a point that it's going to come out in destructive ways, it's best to wait until you've really cooled down. According to medical research, it takes 20 minutes for the body to cool down after feeling intense emotions like anger, rage, stress, and your body needs the heat to go. So if you don't want heat in your argument, make sure the heat is out of your body. Anger also invites defensiveness from your partner, and where either one of you is being defensive, it will stop the flow of communication. So if you're feeling mad or angry or enraged, calm down before you begin to express yourself. An angry tone invites an angry tone in return. An annoyed tone will invite an annoyed tone in return. Makes sense. The next part is to say the word I feel, which we covered in part one. If you haven't listened to part one, then I really recommend you listen to part one, where I really cover how to get into touch with I feel. And I also tell you how you can get access to getting 250 feeling words from me, a list which may really help you get in touch with your true feelings. The next thing I really would like to go over is what needs to happen after you say the words, I feel. Well, you really then need to explain yourself. While saying I feel is important, it's not going to get you very far unless you also explain more about it and how to move forward, the source of feelings and any suggestions based on your feelings. For example, a good sentence starter to explain yourself could be, my concern is. My concern is that I don't see an end for your having to bring home work on the weekends and evenings. Then you might add, I'm worried we may grow apart. Or, I miss spending time with you. And then, you want to say what you want instead. I would love it if we had 2 nights a week just for us. Or, it would be great if we both turned off our phones at 9:30 p.m. every night just to spend time alone together. So it's really important, after you share what you feel, to explain more and to give some examples, which I'm just going to go over in a bit more detail. Number 4 is to focus on the behaviour or the behaviours. If you need to bring up something that they are doing and you find that whatever they're doing is upsetting you, then always focus on that specific behaviour and not them as a person, to avoid criticism. Now, you may be listening to this thinking, they're not doing anything that's causing me stress, and that's great. Or you may be thinking that you wish they would do more or less of something, because it's natural to be triggered by each other. So when you need to make a point about your partner's role in your feelings, the best thing that you can do is to say, I feel, and then use the words, when you. Or the other way around, when you, I feel. As long as both are covered. For example, you could say something like, when you are on the phone for several hours at night and take it to the bathroom, I feel lonely and get insecure thoughts. Or, I feel frustrated when you come home late and don't let me know as I'm waiting for you and could have arranged something else if I had known I'd be doing nothing. So it's, I feel, when you, I feel. Pretty simple, really easy to remember. Another example could be, when you leave your clothes on the floor and all things around the house, I feel disrespected and like you don't care about me and this house. And lastly, another example could be, I feel concerned when you speak to me in an aggressive or patronizing way in front of the children. So, number 5 is make a suggestion. As you probably know, if you've listened to my podcast for a while now, or if you've listened to a lot of them in a short space of time, some people tell me that they have only been listening for a couple of weeks, but they've literally listened to them all in a really short space of time. So if you listen to a lot of my podcasts, then you will know that I'm all about getting into action. It's actions that you take that change the relationship, that make you feel happier and make you feel closer. And if you're not taking any actions, then things don't really change. When I work with couples to make these changes, or when I work with individuals to win back their husband or win back their we create a strategy for a new beginning. And it's always got daily actions, weekly actions, goals, plans. Even people that come to me and say, I hate planning things, find that they do enjoy taking small actions in the week to keep them motivated, to keep things going in the right direction that they want their life and their relationships to go in. And the best thing to do is to make a suggestion when you're having these discussions. So after you've expressed, I feel, when you, or when you, I feel, the next part is, what do you want instead? What is your desire? State your desire, making sure that obviously it's careful not to be a demand, definitely not an ultimatum, but what are you really desiring? In the examples that I gave a moment ago, a suggestion might be, please can we have time without the phones? Please can you call me when you're going to be late in advance? Please can we hire a cleaner? Please can we talk to each other in a nicer way in front of the children? Or have a rule, no adult discussions until the children are in bed? How you express your feelings is key. And if you make a suggestion in a calm, collected way, the chances are that they will be considered and acted upon. So what happens when you're expressing your feelings and they don't go well? Of course, your partner's ability to listen, to validate, to accept your feelings will come into play and determine if you have a good discussion or not. Many couples come to me asking for help because the husband or wife is a narcissist, or they want to ask my opinion on whether I believe that they are married to a narcissist and if the husband or wife is displaying narcissistic characteristics. Narcissism and narcissistic people can ignite irritation in others when they hear expressions of a partner's vulnerable feelings, regardless of the way the feelings present themselves. Sometimes narcissists will not be able to tolerate you sharing your feelings because they'll want to make it about them. They will get angry, they may get defensive, they may say nasty things. And then there are other people who take things personally. They have low self-esteem, so no matter how many good things that you say, anything negative that you say, they will take it as an attack. They will take it as words of criticism. And all you can do in these circumstances is to love them and to be the best version of yourself. And set healthy boundaries if there are not healthy boundaries in your relationship right now. And if you find it difficult to express your feelings safely or unsure how to do that and how to handle their reactions, then definitely make sure that you speak to someone that can support you. Fortunately, narcissism and extreme reactions are the exception rather than the rule in my experience working with countless couples when they start to express their feelings. But they do exist, so I just wanted to share that. The most common thing is defensiveness. Sometimes if your partner is hearing you express your feelings for the first time, they may be defensive. They may take it as an attack. And all you can do is reassure them that this is what you're doing because you want the relationship to be honest, you want the relationship to be open, and that it's not an attack, and you're sharing how you feel. And whilst they might not be able to handle it at first, often when people go away, have a bit of time to themselves, carry on the activities of the day, and then they later connect that evening or they later connect the next day, they've processed it, and they actually really benefit from the honesty, the vulnerability, and the openness. And definitely the relationship will get stronger and stronger. So my caveat really is if you don't get the response that you were hoping for straight away, don't analyze it or give up on that moment. Notice if their behavior changes over the next few days, over the next few weeks. And then you'll really know, is expressing myself having a positive impact on me and on the relationship? Lastly, I just want to add that in addition to helping your relationship connection and closeness, when you express your feelings, it has some real health benefits. As some studies have linked the expression of negative emotions to relieving stress, because they found that where people repress their emotions, where people keep their negative emotions inside them, where people keep that inside, they have increased stress and associated stress illnesses. In fact, research suggests that writing about feelings is associated with better health outcomes for breast cancer patients, people with asthma, and people who've experienced a traumatic event. Writing out your feelings. So if you can't, first of all, express your feelings, consider writing them out first. This is then really going to help you to have those intense feeling and sharing conversations. In another study that was done of people who lived to be 100 years old, emotional expression was found to be a common trait, along with a positive attitude towards life, with those that really lived a long, happy life. So it's important to get and express our true feelings of joy, our true feelings of anger, frustration, let them go so that we can then be free. It really helps couples to become closer, families to become closer, and it's good for your mind and body, which impacts the way you look. Carrying stress or resentment inside us causes us to feel drained, look older, and attract more negativity to us. Many people who hold resentment in think they're doing so to protect their relationship, when in reality, they're destroying it. Because even when they don't say anything to their partner, even if they're not saying anything to their husband or wife, but they're holding it in, the husband or wife can feel it. They can sense it. They can see it in their body language. They can see it in their tone of voice. And sooner or later, one of the people in the relationship will snap, explode, or completely shut down and avoid each other. And we really don't want that for you. As we can feel the presence of someone's negative or positive energy. I am so sensitive to it now. I can literally walk into someone's house and you can just feel, is this a loving home? Is there loving thoughts? Are the people happy? Does it have that energy? You can definitely tell when you're speaking to someone. And this is what I love to do. People come to me and I can support them to express their feelings, to let go of the past and to really enjoy the moment more and make amazing plans for their future. So I hope this has been useful to you today. I hope wherever you are that you're having a good day or evening. And I really am so grateful for all of your support, for listening to the podcast, for sharing the podcast, for writing a rating or review, and for downloading them. It really means a lot to me. From my heart to yours, have an awesome week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.